issued a declaration of emergency for 14 counties in North Georgia. Just a few minutes ago, I expanded that declaration to include 31 additional counties. It appears that in the first wave, it will be primarily north of I-20, and it will include everything from snow to ice to sleet to rain.
All right, here we go again, talking about the weather, and it's the weather across the country, but in Georgia, you just heard Governor Deal there, and Governor Deal really got slammed for the way Georgia handled the last storm. Well, specifically, really, the mayor of Atlanta got slammed for what happened in that city in Georgia. So not so much the governor, but the governor's making sure that everybody realizes what's happening here so they don't have the same kind of problem. And notice how he emphasized the difference is this time it's going to be worse because we got to deal with ice. So it's not like the first time around. So welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, batting the hatches. It's just too familiar for all of us, isn't it? I know, because at the little single ship in Texas, we're dealing with massive accidents and ice storms again. Freezing rain that the second it hits anything turns into ice. It's like throwing ice darts, and there have been massive accidents already. They're worried about what it's going to look like when it comes to the morning commute or people getting off the third shift and later driving home. So Governor Deal, who did take some flack, but not quite as much as the mayor did in Atlanta, for the response to what happened in January, they've put the emergency response agencies on alert now. They have a state of emergency in 14 counties. They say they're prepared for whatever is going to happen. And on Monday night early, they started spreading the salt. They started pre-treating the roads. They've got about 3,000 tons of rock salt on hand. Snow, rain, and sleet is supposed to cover Atlanta and last through Wednesday. Remember, it was terrible. I mean, it was just an awful story. When you looked at Atlanta and you saw what happened, that thousands of kids had to spend the night in schools. Their parents were stuck in cars on frozen highways for up to 20 hours. So because of that, they have a new severe weather task force to respond. And this will be the first test already. I don't think it's going to turn out, or at least they're going to try not to have it happen. I don't think it's going to turn out quite like it did the last time, because after all that flack and the standstill that Atlanta came to, they don't want to see that happen again, to say the least. And other parts of the Northeast, too, are bracing for more weather. And, you know, pretty much pick your poison of where we're looking on a map. And I can tell you that weather is going to be the common denominator again. And we're going to be talking about what else? The weather and what you're doing. You know, I've said this many, many times, and I'll say this again at the beginning. If there is ever a point where you decide, geez, you know what? I am not emergency prepared. I don't have warm blankets, or I don't have blankets in my car. I don't have flashlights. I don't have some water. Man, it is the time when you hear my voice. If you don't do it now, wake up in the next couple of days and make sure you do that. This way, there's no chance of you not having at least something to be prepared with. I think now, with everything that we've dealt with, if I strung together 4 hours, four legitimately, really produced hours of America Tonight, I say legitimately because I pulled all the tape and really racked it together of the 6 years we've been doing this, and we put together the weather disasters, it would blow your mind. It really would. Of the people we've had on in the middle of disasters, after it, what happened. And the common denominator now is, if you're going to talk about a disaster, boy, you better be prepared. I mean, you better be prepared. because it's just that unpredictable. The weather changes on a dime. Ask the people in Atlanta about what happened in January. Now all of a sudden they have a task force. They suddenly have rock salt, all the things that they weren't prepared for as a city in Atlanta and as a state. But what are you individually doing? What are you individually doing? Huge story today out of our favorite place, Washington, D.C. Oh, yes, the administration tweaks Obamacare, specifically the employer mandate. So now instead of having to kick in 2015, it'll wait until after the midterm elections and it'll kick in January 1st of 2016. So it's a concession to business. The Treasury Department announced that they would not enforce the rules across the board. So employers, some employers will get kind of a reprieve. And maybe even some employees, because it depends if they're working in those jobs where they were going to smash their hours because they didn't want to have to worry about the whole health care thing. But Americans still have to get health insurance through the because of the individual mandate or be fined. So some people will also be stuck where they might not have been stuck before. Isn't that interesting? It just shows you the health care law, I think, in many ways, is killing the economy. And, you know, it does depend on your point of view. If you're an entrepreneur and insurance was ungodly expensive before, it would be cheaper. If you're an individual, especially if you're younger, but if you're an individual, maybe even if you're older, you are probably getting insurance, maybe. But, and I'm just saying maybe, because maybe not. It depends on where you are economically. You might be getting insurance cheaper. I would say that's one group that could be affected, the entrepreneurs. And we've gotten some letters of people talking about positive effects of the healthcare rule, especially with the pre-existing conditions. But we've gotten many more where people have been squeezed, and in fact, more money is being taken away from them, and that's too bad. Because to have a law where we're already burdened by overregulation, you're trying, saying, okay, affordable health care to anyone. Who doesn't want to say, yes, of course, I raise my hand. Give us affordable health care. But then you get something that's cockamamie, not really well thought out. And then there's these problems with it. Less doctors, waiting longer, not going to the doctor of your choice. There's some problems in the midst of this. And now the employers don't have to implement until 2016, and probably for some people that's going to hurt them. For others, maybe it gives them a reprieve because they're on that cut line of the part-time, full-time employee that's going to change a few people's lives. Coming back on the flip side here on America Tonight, some reaction to that healthcare delay next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know, it doesn't always feel good to be right, but every time small business owners hear about another delay or a random rewrite of the rules under this law, they're shaking their heads and they think, well, we told you so.
So is it a case of we told you so or what? How are you feeling, America, about that? You can always throw in your two cents. Don't let me exclude. We want to include you always on this overnight highway of the buzz in your backyard, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. So the big push-off is no employer mandate until 2016. Better for the Democrats. People like Senator Mary Landrieu in Louisiana getting squeezed, worried about whether or not she's going to be reelected, and putting a lot of pressure on the administration because Obamacare is killing them. Absolutely killing them. So this was the idea here that, well, you know, the coattails aren't going to be what they're supposed to be, so we got to do something and figure out a way to distance ourselves in the midterm elections. What can we do to not have this on our back? By the way, Gene Card from the media office of the Small Business Administration. I mean, among the things that she's done, she's at the NFIB now, talking about what does this mean, obviously, in the implementation. It's business, because businesses are affected by this and deeply. And then so are employees. For some employees, it might mean that they get to keep their hours at work. For other employees, though, it'll mean something completely different. It'll mean that they thought they were going to be insured and they didn't pursue the mandate, the individual thing or whatever, and now they're going to have to worry about that. So this adds to the confusion. And it's small business that we're talking about, small business heavily affected by what happens with the Affordable Health Care Act and now as it's rolling out. So the individual mandate stays in place. That doesn't change. With that not changing, still plenty of people are going to either get health insurance I mean, that's the bottom line. You're either going to get health insurance or you're not. And if you're not, then you're probably going to get fined. Trust me, the IRS will find you. The less money you make, the more of a chance the IRS will come after you for whatever cent they can squeeze out of you that they think they're supposed to get. I just have seen it over and over again. So, sarcasticness aside, this is what's going to happen. Some people are going to pay a fine. The fine, relatively small in the beginning, the first year, but then it grows every year. So it'll be a difference as the years add up. And I think the idea was to keep it low in the beginning, see what happens, and then it just keeps increasing, and encourage people to try to get health insurance and then have everyone insured. Now, some people would say that this, you wait and see, there's going to be health care across the board. It'll be like socialized medicine. And I don't know. I know that it's a mess for a lot of doctors. I know that some are bowing out. I know there's problems with what's covered and not. I know that there's been a lot of problems with people who want to go to certain doctors and that can't go to certain doctors. So if we drew the sort of the Ben Franklin thing and put politics aside for a second and we did the pros and cons, the cons would outweigh the pros, at least right now. Now, people involved with the law and implementing it will tell you, well, this is because anytime you make a very big change, people complain about Social Security, people complain about Medicare, people complain about whatever. You have to take the growing pains with it and you roll it out. And once it's completely rolled out, you'll see it'll be a lot different than it was in the beginning. It's just the problems of implementing it. And it just seems with certainly with this audience, there have been people that have called in. There have been people that have sent in emails where they're saying, hey, the coverage is better. It's less money. But it goes back to depending on what their circumstance is. So it really is individual. It depends on who you're working for, or it depends on what kind of business you have. And, you know, ultimately how much you make. So it's for some people, this is now this employer mandate is like a kill switch, for a temporary kill switch, and for others it's a little bit of a reprieve. Certainly for employers it is, but for some employees who are going to have hours cut, it might save them, like I said, especially in the service industry, because then they don't have to differentiate. But it depends on the size of the company, it depends on a whole bunch of different things as to, you know, ultimately what that means. I'll tell you, when we talk about health care, I guess this shouldn't be shocking, and we certainly have had many psychologists on this show many times, but reading the statistics on this number, that thousands of children 10 and under are now in a situation where they're depressed and they're being treated for mental problems is such a sad state of affairs, isn't it? And a lot of that has to do with bullying, fitting in, school assessments, the school tests. So some kids are finding it really, really hard to cope with all of it. And this is studies done both in the United States and in other places, like in England. 10 and under. Oh. 5,000, 6,000 plus kids getting treatment for stress, anxiety, depression in the last 5 years. But they think it actually could be higher because some of them aren't being treated. Boy, I think that is a sad deal. Where does all of that come from? Is it just now the way of life? Is it one parent's homes because there's so much pressure because there's much more divorce? Is it the bullying thing combined with a couple of other things? I mean, I guess it's got to be a few things across the board, but it is so sad. I think, you know, you think 10, you think 8, 9, 10 years old. Shouldn't these kids be having the time of their life? That's what I think. I think it should be that they can take a breath and just be a kid and not have to worry about all the other things. But I guess it's just not the reality of the way the world works now. It's a different world. And now I sound like that old person. I mean, really old person. Just on the in the rocking chair saying, it was different in my day. But it was different. It was different that sure, you could have kids that were stressed or had anxiety, but the high amount, I'd say there needs to be further investigation into that. And especially the bullying thing. And lately there's been a lot of attention paid to it, and there should be, because, man, that's just ridiculous. Incredibly ridiculous, I would say. Coming up on America Tonight, the clock is ticking big time. What do you think the clock is ticking on? Has to do with money. Has to do with the government. You probably forgot because there's so many other things that are happening. But if you think about it, you'll realize it has to do with pushing something up. Think about it for a second. And you'll probably come up with the answer. Coming up, we're going to talk about that. What happens if your government runs out of money? Is this the last straw or what? What do we do? Please tell me. We're not closing the government again, are we? The rippling effects of that are undeniable, because you don't think about it, and then all of a sudden something happens, something affects you, and you realize it. And you say, that's why. It's not just government workers. That's why we didn't want the government to shut down. But there's always that possibility, because it's, again, pushing something off, and not dealing with it when it bubbles up. All right, we're talking about that and a few other things in between. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Tonight. So here's the scoop. A couple of quick things. One, I was talking about the clock is running out. So there's these conversations going on with the Speaker, John Boehner, and the White House on lifting the debt limit, but they don't have any negotiations. There's no package, none of that kind of stuff. So we will run out of cash on February 27th. Congress takes a recess this week on Wednesday, then takes 2 weeks off and comes back February 25th, just 2 days ahead of the deadline. Must be nice. So House Republicans have now come to the conclusion that they couldn't pass any hike of the borrowing limit without Democratic votes, significantly weakening their position. So that leads us to the debt ceiling package that surfaced, and they're zeroing on this in on this debt limit bill that would lift the borrowing limit until February or March 2015, but it would reverse changes to cost of living benefits for the military and updating the rate by which doctors who treat Medicare patients get reimbursed by the government. So it'd be another patchwork thing. Another patchwork deal. And I'm not so sure that passes. Because the AMA, they're opposed to any kind of a short-term deal. And they introduced a bill to eliminate the SGR. But it doesn't look like that's happening. So more confusion. What, 2 days to solve this crisis? They knew this was happening. There was a little patch on it in the first place. It's like if you got a flat tire and you said, oh, don't. I'll just fix it. I'll get a new tire. And you're driving around in a little donut, and then you realize all of a sudden, wow, the car suddenly feels funny. How many miles have I put on this donut? And that's what they do. We're like the donut country in a lot of different ways. So they just slap on the donut and figure, well, we'll deal with it later. We'll fix it. Don't worry. I mean, this is just temporary. And then it comes down to it, and they are in the same bloody position that they were in before. Does this not infuriate anyone listening to this talk show right now? I mean, I know it's the same thing. It is like a broken record. How would you feel if they closed the government down again? And then, by the way, that's more money you have to pay back, because we're the taxpayers, so we will pay it back. I don't think we should keep lifting the debt ceiling, but I don't think we should keep playing the same charade over and over again. I would have left this party a long time ago. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. So while all of this is going on, you can bet, while the clock is ticking on that, you can bet that we'll waste time weighing in, Congress will, on the name of a sports team. You know, this whole thing to get rid of the Redskins name is not going away. A couple of people in Congress are going to send a letter to the commissioner, Roger Goodell, telling him to publicly announce support for a name change. And that the NFL can't ignore the issue. So, Cantwell from Washington and Tom Cole from Oklahoma say, and one's a Republican, one's a Democrat, say that we can't ignore this. Now, I understand why Cole would get in this, because his phone has been ringing off the hook. If you think of Oklahoma and where he is, he's a member of the Appropriations Committee, and guess what? He's a member of the Chickasaw Nation, so he's definitely gonna have an opinion here. But here's the deal. They're saying the Redskins have gotten like 7,000 letters and emails in favor of keeping the name, and almost 200 from people who say they're Native Americans or family members of Native Americans. And then, of course, there are plenty who say that the Redskins shouldn't keep the name. It's offensive, and they need to get rid of it, and they criticize them. So we're back to the same thing again. But we don't need to have long debates about this in Congress, because we're spinning our wheels, chunking money at trying to drag the Redskins out of the NFL and force them to change their name. I mean, there's been pressure on the team owner, Dan Snyder, but he's adamant. He's not going to change the name. In May, 10 members of Congress sent letters to Goodell, the 31 other owners, and Redskins sponsor FedEx, pushing them to change the name. In fact, they introduced a bill last March that would cancel the federal registrations of trademarks using the word Redskin in reference to Native Americans. But here's the thing. With all the important things that Congress is supposed to deal with, they, like, hello, what's happening in Afghanistan? Do we have a deal yet with Karzai? Healthcare? Got problems there. What are we going to do with healthcare? Ooh, immigration? Oh, no, we got to shelve that for now. But let's focus in on the NFL and this football team's name. And no offense, I'm sure it's offensive to some people. But the Congress weighing in on this? Give me a break. It's such a layup, too. to burn up time talking about it on the Hill when they can't even get the debt limit straight and what they're doing there? For goodness sake. I mean, really, this cockamamie kamikaze things that are happening and the focus on something that has to do with the NFL is beyond me. I just don't get it. I mean, I do, because it's an easy distraction. Take it away from something bigger, like the five big issues plus that we have happening, and focus in instead on the NFL and telling a team owner what he should do. And Dan Snyder is not budging, because his team has the history of being called the Redskins forever, and he doesn't see why he should change the name. He's not, at least right now, he is not, and I don't see it either, he's not bowing to the pressure to do that. Because in a politically correct world, there's just some things, can't we, for goodness sake, leave them as is? Can't this be one of those grandfathered things? It wasn't meant offensively. It was meant as a show of strength. It was the nickname for the team. A storied franchise. In the NFL, nothing to do with the sport of politics, but anything to blow time on something that can't get them in that much trouble. Don't worry about the serious things, focus on the others. Focus on the others. All right, and speaking of focusing on the others, I promised myself I would only mention Chris Christie a couple of times on this show. But now they're investigating. They have a third round of subpoenas, including executives at the Port Authority of New Jersey and New York. They run the bridge. A failed Supreme Court nominee, who Christie named to the bridge agency, and the State Police Aviation Unit, which provides or could provide information about Christie's helicopter travels during the time the lanes were blocked for the 4 days in September. The governor frequently travels by helicopter. He flew to the state capital after going to a 9/11 anniversary ceremony in New York City. He went there by ferry, and they say he never shared a helicopter with David Wildstein, or Steen rather, his former number two guy at the Port Authority who oversaw the lane closing and has since resigned. Oh, it's just crazy, isn't it? Christie is no way, no how getting out of New Jersey and going to Washington anytime soon to move into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Whatever did and didn't happen, that ship has sailed, my friends. Oh, that ship has sailed. Without a doubt, there is no way. There is more of a chance, which I think there is zero chance, but there's more of a chance that Dan Snyder will change the name of the Redskins than Chris Christie would be elected as his party's, first of all, his party's nominee for the Republican side of it. But let's pretend he were to get it. He's never going to win the White House. He's never going to get that far. You might disagree if you do. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words,
the final turn of this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A quick reminder, because somebody else asked me about the medals. Just so you know, U.S. has 5, Russia has 6. In the lead, Canada, Netherlands, and Norway, 7 apiece. 7 apiece. How about that? Let's go out to Izzy in Missouri. Izzy, how cold is it in Missouri?
Minus 11.
Minus 11.
That's with wind chill.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's a little nipper tonight. It was cold all day.
Oh, I bet. I can hear you have a cold.
Getting one. Well, this is the first day I've been out in almost a month.
Wow.
And I come home with a cold. But I had to go to the doctor, so. Anyway, Redskins, political correctness gone amok.
Yep.
And this will shock you. I used to watch football
mm-hmm.
with my dad back way, way, way back, and he was a Redskin fan. And I can remember when Indians, no, I won't call them Native Americans because they are Indians, and they would go out on the field in halftime and do tribal dances,
uh-huh.
and they were pretty proud. Never any resentment. And we're talking back in the 60s.
Right.
And it wasn't until the party of flatulence started with all this political correctness.
Right, that started.
And it's stupid. And I think Redskins, if they're not the oldest named team, they are in the top 3 of the oldest named teams in the NFL.
They are.
And why change it now? And if people are so thin-skinned, well, go pound sand.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it just will not be the Redskins if they change their names.
I agree.
Get swamped. So
yep.
That's my say on the Redskins. I think it's stupid. Obamacare. Oh my God. Was it Gray that called, that wrote in about all his opinions about us Republicans?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, really? Well, there's another one that's made flatulence a competitive sport. God. I was at my doctor. I had a good little chat with one of the gals that does the insurance, and she says, oh, my God. It is going to get so much worse. It's already bad. And they know it because I can't get three of my medications through my normal insurance.
Right.
Because Y1's gone up 600%.
Oh, that's crazy.
And the other ones they just won't cover. So, and I've had this, I've had my insurance forever. And at least for my prescription, I paid a lot of money into it. But this Obamacare, I mean, really, what kind of matriarch of stupidity says you have to pass to find out what's in it? And you want to blame that on conservatives? I don't think so. That was palooza.
I agree.
Big
yeah.
gabble. And yeah. I've also been hearing a lot of stuff on the net. They don't think Obamacare is going to last because it is just so poorly written, and it's going to cost us so much. But then, too, I firmly believe, I'm a good conspiratist, that this was all planned to bankrupt America. It's part and parcel of what's happening to this country, because this program cannot be sustained. It cannot.
Yeah, I agree with you. It can't be sustained. No.
And why are we borrowing more money to pay our bills? A record amount of taxes were taken in. And they still need to borrow? Well, that's just making the Rothschilds a little richer. That's all we're doing.
Boy, isn't that true.
So, you know, that's my take on it, because Obamacare sucks. People are being punished. They're going to be punished more. And by the way, a lot of people with HIV and AIDS have been refused coverage. Yep, it was on Drudge.
How about that?
So,
yeah.
Y'all think about Obamacare and think it's wonderful? Well, yeah, mm-hmm, we all have an island for you to buy. So, yeah, that's my two cents on Obamacare. It sucks.
Yeah, it's hurting a lot of people. Yep, I agree.
Oh, by the way, have a new lad on deck here?
Dan? You're talking about Dan the Axeman? He's filling in for Matt.
Oh, okay, because he's... I just said, this is Izzy. And she says, from where? It's like, I'm like, oh, okay. I knew that on top
yeah.
here. Okay.
Yeah, he's doing a good
Dan.
Job. He's filling in, Dan the man.
Okay. Take care.
All right, Izzy, thanks for the call, as always. Gotta love Izzy. She has hard opinions, and, you know, she's right about that. And what she's saying is, and she's responding to somebody who wrote in a note, said it's the Republicans' fault. They want to complain about Obamacare, and it's because of them things were pushed through and whatnot. And you heard Izzy say, which I have heard from many other people, half of the stuff that she was getting before not even covered by the insurance anymore. So who's the one who gets screwed up in this whole thing? It really is eeny, meeny, miny, moe. There are absolutely some people that are benefiting. People that are entrepreneurs that weren't making that much money, but enough money that they can get that coverage. And a few others that fall into that. But there are many more who also fall into that gap. And they think they're okay. Then they do what Izzy did. They go to the doctors and they find out that something's not covered, and it's an astronomical price, and then you're like, well, wait a second, it was covered before, why isn't it now? And now you're affected. I mean, that's what happens. And it's happening to a lot of people. I know, I get the notes, and the notes are not trumped up. They're very specific. In fact, so many of you have called the show, and thank you for doing that. You've shared your stories about what it is. I had this happen. I went, and the other thing, I went, and this is what I had to pay, and I was stunned because I really thought I dodged a bullet. I really thought that it wasn't going to affect me, and then all of a sudden it did. So Izzy says, you know, this is that, like she said, she likes a good conspiracy, and that's talking about who handles the money in the world and what's the ultimate idea of what you need to do, bankrupt the United States. Or some people feel like really the whole idea is ultimately we end up with across-the-board socialized medicine because it's not sustainable, and eventually that's what we have no choice, and if that's what it becomes. So we become like Canada or England, and it becomes a socialized thing, and everybody has the same insurance across the board. Of course, when I say everybody has the same insurance, the one thing they don't talk about is in Canada and in England, there is an alternative. You buy better coverage. You get other coverage so that when you do have an emergency or something happens, because you had money for more coverage, you get a better outcome, meaning you get a private room or you get to the head of the line because it's surgery you needed, but it wasn't, in their eyes, necessary compared to the emergencies. And then you're waiting for a bed because then that's what happens. You wait for beds because now everybody's across the board on the same insurance. You know, ultimately, the best thing is stay healthy. I used to think my great-grandmother, you know, it'd be like 15. I love my great-grandmother. That's who I'm named after. Her name was Kate. And I'd go and see my great-grandmother, and she'd tell me these awesome stories about things they used to do. And, you know, she was like, she didn't like softness. She was a tough bird, you know. She was, you got to work, and you got to pay your way and find your way and don't expect handouts. And but she was really cool. So I like going over to visit her. She didn't live too far from where I grew up. And she used to always say to me, you know, the most important thing is you have to have your health. Keep your health. Work on your health. Keep your health. Whatever. Always health, 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 health. And I used to think, why, you know, this is my grandmother's sage advice. Now I see why. She probably saw into the future and realized what was going to happen with health care. Because at least in her day, we had one family doctor, and all of us went to the family doctor. He knew everything about us. He knew all of our relatives. And he gave you breaks, and he was there for you. But those were way different times. So she probably, that's what she was doing. She was seeing in the future just to warn me. Just to warn me. Any thoughts on the show or any thoughts you want to share, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.